For John Landecker, it's Rook on the road with my producer, Brendan Rook. And Brendan, you were on the road, so...
I was.
You're on, dude. You are on.
All right. Well, this year was the 2022 Ducky Derby, hosted by the Illinois Special Olympics. Illinois Special Olympics. I almost said Illinois Special Olympics of Chicago. But I got to talk to their duck ambassador this year. His name is Kyle Tucky. He is
Kyle Tucky.
Tucky, yes. Tucky was picking the duckies. and he is a Special Olympic multi-event athlete.
Great.
He does gymnastics. Yes. And I forgot the other two he said, but he says it in the interview. Really, really just a great guy. He's a gold medal winner. And when we were walking away from, there was a boy band at this thing. There was a dance party. And when I first walked up, I saw Kyle busting moves on the dance floor like it was awesome. And he's got all of the gold medals he's won around his neck, at least in the last year or so. And there's like eight or nine of them on his neck.
Man.
And there was some bronze, some silver, but I counted mostly gold.
That's awesome.
We were walking away and you just hear clank, clank, clank. And I'm like, man, you can't sneak up on anybody with all that trophies around your neck. And he thought it was great. But it was a really cool first segment. And then the second segment, I got to interview one of the former duck ambassadors. And then we got to hear a little bit of what was going on during the dump.
Let's do it.
All right.
Speaking with Kyle Tucky today, who is a Special Olympics athlete and ambassador for the Ducky Derby. So can you tell me, what are the events you compete in?
I compete in softball, snowshoeing, and gymnastics.
And I see you've got quite a few medals around your neck. Do you know how many have you won at this point?
Typical month, I get about 14, so... And I've been doing it for 20 years, so...
So, a lot. You're definitely an accomplished athlete, and now... Is this the first time you've done the Duck Derby?
Yes.
Are you excited to participate this year in the event?
I am honored to participate in this event this year. And we are doing this thing where we are... Where now I'm, like, out of the board... And it's going to be me and eight other athletes that have been the Duck Derby ambassador in the previous years. And we're going to decide, like, who's the best fit for the ambassador for the upcoming years.
Oh, so it's like a group vote of all the past ambassadors, and you guys decide who's going to represent the best?
Yeah. And we came up with the idea today, and they made me head chairman, so...
You're the head chairman? That's such a huge honor, I bet.
I know. I was outstanding that the president and CEO, Dave Breen, gave me that.
Yeah, it's such a huge honor, and you're such an accomplished athlete within the Special Olympics. I got to say, it's inspirational to see you out here and doing your thing. I saw you dancing a little bit earlier, and you seem like the life of the party, my friend. And so what does the Special Olympics mean to you to help give back to your community?
It means the world, because without Special Olympics, like, I wouldn't be who I am today. Special Olympics made me who I am.
And one last question for you. I know you're a busy man today, and I don't want to take up a whole lot of your time. I just want to thank you again for coming. Let me come out here and interview you. It's a huge honor for me. I've been involved with the Special Olympics in high school, and it's really heartwarming to be out here today and see all you guys have accomplished. Is there any last thoughts you want to leave anybody with about the Special Olympics or what it's like to come out here and support an event like this?
I just want to let them know it's all nonprofit, so, and this is our biggest fundraiser.
Yeah, so, 75,000 ducks this year. That's huge. That's a lot.
It's a record. It's our new personal record for the Duck Derby, and we sold out yesterday, which we have not done in 15 years.
The first sellout in 15 years? That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, so it's just been, we had a goal, we achieved it, so today's more about celebration, it's more about the athletes, and just that they have fun, they get out here versus staying at home.
What's your favorite event that you compete in every time?
I would have to say high bar or vault.
High bar, that seems cool. Is that the one where you switch between the different bars and do tricks?
Yeah. Well, high bar and men's, there's only one bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you do that?
Yeah.
That's impressive. Well, Kyle, thank you so much. Up top, if I can get one. Thank you for being here today, being a great ambassador for Special Olympics. And I don't want to take up any more of your time. Go dance, my friend.
Oh, I would, but I'm going to go to another interview now.
He did like four or five interviews by the time the Ducks were at the dock.
He's on the media circuit.
He's like, yeah. He in the middle, he's like, wrap this up. I got to go. No,
I got to go talk to my people now.
He was doing interviews with everybody. And he was a really nice guy. I almost said kid, but then I realized he's 28. He's the same age as me or something like that. He's like right around my group.
The thing that was really meaningful and touching was when he said he wouldn't be who he is without the Special Olympics.
Absolutely.
That was very special, pun intended.
That whole event today was really special. I think you'll hear a little bit more from the other athletes. The other athlete that I got to interview, Nick Lorenz, who actually is a friend of our Mary's, and he says hi to her at one point in the interview.
Oh, you mean
our boss, Mary.
Mary
Boyle, yeah.
Oh, is that also the person who you told me knows Lisa? Dad?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
He's a very popular athlete. But he's coming up at the second part of the Rook on the Road segment.
Oh, okay, good. I've been fiddling around while I was listening, of course, to the interview, which I thought you did a great job. And
Thank you.
He was very composed.
Yeah, that line where he's like, I wouldn't be who I am without the Special Olympics. Really, like, it almost made me tear up. I was like,
he obviously had done that before. Media savvy?
Media trained or something, yeah.
Well, both.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you know what? When I was walking up to him, he was dancing in the middle of this. They had it was like the boy band where they just.
Who was the boy band?
The boy band is a group of gentlemen who play music that is all boy band tunes. And they get up there and they dance and they entertain the masses with their funky beats and dancing.
I mean, he took to like a duck to water, no pun intended. Mm. Well, actually, it was.
And this was their sellout year. They had to hit 75,000 ducks. Every last one of them was sold.
Wow.
And you'll hear the sound of 75,000 ducks hitting the water all at once.
Yeah.
It sounds, it sounds weird, but it's for a really good cause. So I was so glad we got to go out there.
I haven't heard that yet, but since you described it as being a little weird, we could maybe save that in the future. Just the sound.
The sound of the ducks hitting the water. Oh yeah,
ducks hitting. I mean, yeah.
I've already got it saved on my laptop. Way ahead.
Right. I mean, who has stuff like that? Well, we do now.
Just us.
Yeah, that's good. I'm still trying to recover my.
The laptop computers is just messing with you all night now.
Well, you know what?
I'm going to work. No, I'm not.
I'm not
I'm
in Chicago.
Work.
I think people probably realize that I'm not downtown right now. Sometimes I am, and sometimes I work remotely. And where I am remotely, like a lot of us, we got slammed with a storm yesterday. I mean, there were power outages. There were branches down, limbs. I was driving around the neighborhood today. There were like, I don't know how many, 5 to 7, NIPSCO and just incredible amounts of stuff. And I'm wondering if some of the surge protectors that I use
might be
sort
destroyed.
Of oversurged. Mm. They were oversurged. Mm. So while I was listening to that, I went and replaced a couple of them, and it seems to be okay now. But
look at you, a problem solver.
Stay tuned. And we'll do more with Rook on the Road. John Landecker here at 720 WGN, along with Brendan Rook, my producer, who was Rook on the Road today at the ducky drop for the Special Olympics. And now, back to you, Brendan.
Well, let me just preface this. This is a different athlete. It's Nick Lorenz, and it's the end. It's right before the Ducks drop is at the
and
end.
And we're going to hear the duck drop.
We're going to hear the duck drop, and you'll hear some celebration and me screaming at the end. So have
great.
Fun. Hi, this is Rook on the Road reporting from the Ducky Derby, and I'm here with one of the Special Olympic athletes. Can you introduce yourself for me?
Nick Lorenz,
Nick?
Special Olympics, Illinois.
What do you compete in, Nick?
bocce ball, volleyball, golf. I used to be on the swim team. I did basketball. We won gold for our 9-0 tournament on last Tuesday. We got a gold medal. No, we won silver. We tied for silver.
So I just want to make you aware of this. You have played more Olympic level sports than I've ever tried in my entire life. So that's super impressive. Which one is your favorite?
I like bocce ball. It's like bowling.
It's like bowling, right? So there's a similar sort of rules, right?
No, there's a white ball called the Polina, and when you throw that ball, you throw the colored ball and see who goes first.
Okay. And you said that you were the Ducky Ambassador in, what, 2015?
Yes, sir.
And what does that mean to you to be the Duck Ambassador for this event?
I loved it, but I did not go on the boat because I don't like heights.
Oh, yeah, I don't either, honestly.
I stood on the ledge.
Okay. And I'm sure that was a great moment for you to be part of this event. What does this event mean for you?
It means a lot to us, and all the athletes are here, and all the family members, all the people here come from Chicago, around the world. Mm-hmm. We just went to Florida in Orlando for the Special Olympics USA Games, and we volunteered at the ESPN Worldwide of Sports Complex.
That is incredible. Wow. And I just got to say thank you for your time today. I really appreciate you giving me, you know, a couple of minutes to talk about Special Olympics Illinois, and congratulations on all your medals recently, and thank you for giving me your time up top. Thanks, buddy.
I want to a big shout out to Lisa Dent, who is awesome, and Steve Cochran, who's the best. And my friend Mary Pat Boyle, who's been worked for the Blackhawks. I want to give her a big shout-out, too.
Mary Boyle? Yeah, she's great. She's my boss, so we got to make sure we give her some good credit out here, okay? Well, thank you so much for your time. Anything else you want to say?
Go Cubs, go Blackhawks, Mary!
Exactly. Thank you so awesome. Much, buddy. I appreciate you.
Minutes away from the duck drop, the crowd is packing together like a flock of ducks, I guess. I don't know. I got to work on my taglines. The bridges are going up. The crowd is getting excited. People are losing it. All right. They are backing up the truck now. Looks like they're getting ready to do the duck dump. Drop the ducks. I feel like I should get a crowd chant going. Drop the ducks. Drop the ducks. That would be a good one. Remember, there's 75,000 ducks inside that garbage truck. The most they've ever sold. It's a sold out this year. Drop the ducks. Drop the ducks.
The crowd's anticipation. Ducks.
I just feel bad for the last ducks on the truck because they probably don't even have a chance.
There they are. Drop the ducks.
I want to say I started that chant. Because I did. Somebody else tried to start it again. You can hear it just splashing into the water. 75,000 ducks. All right, now what am I going to do with the rest of my day?